Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most exciting abstracts that were presented at the Migraine Trust International Symposium, the MTIS, which was a virtual congress of neurology this year. It was held from the 3rd through the 9th of October, 2020. Anyway, enjoy listening. One abstract presented by Dr. Shapiro looked at patients taking a calcitonin gene-related peptide, so CGRP-targeted monoclonal antibody, for the preventative treatment of migraine. And this was a really interesting study called the Outcome Study, and it assessed patient characteristics and patient-reported improvements among current users of CGRP monoclonal antibodies. And this was a real-world study with all comers included. So the data was obtained in the last quarter of 2019 and as part of the Overcome study, and it was used, they used a web-based survey conducted in a representative U.S. sample. Over 20,000 respondents were identified via validated migraine diagnostic screener for International Classification of Headache Disorders, the third edition, the ICHD-3 criteria. And 95.1% of the respondents qualified for that, or via self-reported healthcare professional migraine diagnosis, and about 59% of respondents also used that. The current analysis evaluated a specific subpopulation, namely those who had used a CGRP monoclonal antibody for the preventative treatment of migraine within the last 3 months. Ever using a CGRP monoclonal antibody was reported by 950 patients, which was just under 5% of the total cohort. Over half the respondents initiated their current CGRP monoclonal antibodies within the previous 3 months, 55.1%, and in addition, about two-thirds reported the use of an additional recommended migraine preventative medication, either concomitantly or switching between them at some point during that same period. So the 586 patients, which was a total of 2.8% of the whole cohort, currently using a CGRP monoclonal antibody, had a median age of about 39 years, and slightly over half were female, 64%, and three-quarters were white. They had a mean monthly headache days of 7.6 days. So the current CGRP monoclonal antibodies were asked to complete the Patient Global Impression of Improvement, the PGI-1, which was assessed the perceived improvement in the migraine condition since starting the CGRP monoclonal antibodies. Participants were also asked to complete the Migraine Disability Assessment, the MIDAS scale, and nearly half had severe migraine-related disability of a MIDAS score greater than or equal to 21, and just under a quarter of them, 23%, had mild or little to none. So unadjusted percentages of patients with PGI-I scores were reported overall by monthly headache categories. And those were clustered into 0 to 3, 4 to 7, 8 to 14, and more than or equal to 15. Most respondents, so about 80%, reported that their migraine condition was better since starting the CGRP monoclonal antibodies. These results were consistent across a range of monthly headache day categories. So these results are among the first real-world population-based patient-reported outcomes from those using CGRP and monoclonal antibodies for migraine prevention and suggest that these novel medications may positively impact patient-perceived improvement. So future analyses really should consider how other factors may influence patient-reported outcomes when using these antibodies, including migraine-related factors such as the baseline headache frequency, symptom severity, and cyclic disease fluctuations. But medication-related factors might also play a role, such as therapy duration or other preventative medication use. And healthcare-related factors are also important to consider, such as the location of care and access to medication. Overall, I think most people will conclude that this study, the outcome study, was quite interesting and delivered very good quality real-world data. And the conclusion was that most patients taking a calcitonin gene-related peptide-targeted monoclonal antibody really did report less problems from their migraine condition as a result of that intervention. And the improvement really does appear to be consistent across the monthly headache day categories.